Well, for decades, businesses the world over have used June's Pride Month celebrations to sell rainbow-themed merch and market themselves as allies to the LGBT community. But recently, corporations in the US have found themselves at the centre of vitriolic anti-LGBT attacks, both online and in stores, leading to a number of businesses to pull their Pride merchandise and ad campaigns. Professor Carl Rhodes is Dean of the Business School at the University of Technology, Sydney, and author of Woke Capitalism, How Corporate Morality is Sabotaging Democracy, and he's here to discuss the fallout of these attacks. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Now, right-wing figures and groups in the US have been calling for boycotts of brands that show support for the LGBT community. Just how big is this backlash?
Well, I mean, it's very loud and it's very big to the extent you see the same political issues coming up in the presidential, lead up to the presidential campaigns in the US. So in the kind of loud and polarized realm of American politics, it is a very serious issue, and in fact becoming more serious as this polarization seems to be getting worse and worse as time goes on.
Mm. What have some of these companies said about the decisions to pull these campaigns? Because I would imagine that they're getting blowback for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to bear in mind first, corporations are going to engage in this kind of political, taking these kind of political stances because they think there's something in it for them. While they might be accused of the fairly loud and shouty people on the right of being, you know, cultural Marxists and revolutionaries and so forth, I mean, that's a completely bogus accusation. They will align with causes that they feel will benefit them, their brands, and their profitability. Mm. And one would hope in this day and age that issues around pride and equality are mainstream. But clearly, that's not the case in the US, and the loud voices have meant that some of the companies have withdrawn support. Mm. Some of them have withdrawn and then reinstated the support because of the backlash from the other side. So it's a very tricky area for corporations to be involved in this.
Carl, you mentioned profitability then. Is there any evidence that these boycotts are indeed impacting these companies' bottom lines?
Impacting bottom line, and in some of these cases also impacting share prices. There is evidence, again, through these right-wing boycotts. We would have imagined in the past that boycotting was something that happened on the left of politics. But now we have a very repressive and regressive right-wing backlash that is really standing in the way of what many of us, including myself, see as equalities that should be taken for granted.
So how do these big companies manage that? Because gone are the days where they were really just beholden to the shareholders. These interests seem very large and are material. Really impacting.
Mm. It's a very difficult position in some ways for corporations because they're under pressure from employees and prospective employees. They compete in a labour market as well. They're under pressure from shareholders, from society. They're making donations to politicians. So I think in many cases, and the recent examples in the US you mentioned, suggest that corporations are still finding their way. I mean, you know, they would have engaged in this thinking it was good for their business, and in some cases it proves that that's not necessarily been the case.
Mm-mm. It's interesting because one of the criticisms of rainbow capitalism has been that companies use Pride Month to make a quick buck out of, you know, providing any tangible support to the LGBT community. I mean, what responsibilities do businesses have when it comes to social issues? Where should they land?
I mean, my view is that they should concentrate on doing more tangible things like paying taxes and offering decent employment and not profiteering through inflationary pressures put on by their pricing policies. Now, if corporations want to supply extremely worthy causes like Pride and like LGBTQIA+ equality, then so be it. But they're not the leaders in that. The real leaders are the activists who took the important stands and took the real risks, the citizens, the members of that community who made a difference. Corporations may come along, you know, once the many of the arguments have been done to get involved. I mean, it's up to them to take a position on that, but let's not give them too much credit for the real where the real change comes from.
UTS Business School Dean Carl Rhodes is discussing right-wing backlash against rainbow washing here on RN Drive. Carl, boycotts and protests against businesses have historically been driven by the left, pushing for, say, better social and environmental policies. Are we seeing the right now take up the left's tactics for its own agenda, or are they employing different tactics?
Well, it's different. It's a different motive, and in many cases, the protests for the left were, as you'd expect, kind of progressive in nature and what should the things that society should do. Much of the protest coming from the right is about curtailing people's freedoms, the freedom to identify how they wish, freedom of gender and sexual identity. In particular, in some cases, it's around issues of climate. There are still some climate denialists out there, believe it or not. So it tends to be much more about preventing positive change in society by adhering to a set of very narrow-minded and conservative values. And if you look at these current examples, values that appear to be bigoted, I mean, if there's no other word for it.
So is that what corporate responsibility looks like for conservatives? It's more reductive?
I don't think that conservatives are necessarily looking at what corporate social responsibility is. I think they're applying pressure to get their own values enforced through whatever way they can. If you ask most conservatives about corporate social responsibility, they'll say that it's about, you know, making profit and serving shareholders. But in many ways, what corporations are doing by supporting these kind of causes, ultimately in the long term, has that objective as well. So this is just an argument over how best to do business. But I don't think it's an argument about social responsibility in that sense. It's about conservatives trying to push particular views across the whole of society through whatever means at their disposal.
You mentioned before, Carl, the upcoming presidential election campaign. How much of this railing against woke issues can be linked back to or is reflective in that commentary of the leading Republican candidates? And how do you think that might play out as, you know, the primaries heat up now?
Well, this will be interesting to see. But, I mean, if you look at the Republican candidates, Ron DeSantis, coming from Florida in particular, has been, you know, given everything that happened with Bud Light, he's sworn that he will never drink Bud Light again. Not sure how much of it he drank before. But the whole thing about these corporations taking these positions actually came about in response to Trump, because Trump was making as you recall, some extraordinarily regressive and awful comments regarding women, regarding race, regarding sexual and gender identity. Corporations were quite happy to take the massive corporate tax cuts he was offering, but didn't want to align with him socially. And I think that's why you see corporations started at that point in the late 2000s taking much more solid stands on social issues in particular. They don't necessarily support more progressive or left-wing economic issues. They're not talking about CEO pay reductions.
So just briefly in the last 30 seconds that we've got, I mean, do you see what we're playing out now in the professional sphere and the commercial sphere as a result of, you know, a Trump legacy?
I think that the Trump era and the kind of political polarization of the Trump era certainly played a part in that, and it created such extremes, particularly in the US, that increasingly more people, including businesses, felt that they needed to take a stand. So it's a result of that populism, certainly.
Professor Carl Rhodes is the Dean of the University of Technology's Business School. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.